OTB AM with Gillette, proud supporters of Movember. Gentlemen, let's move.
We are going to get stuck into the football last night. David Myler, I believe, is standing by. Morning to you, David.
Good morning.
We're all looking at, we switched over after the Ireland game last night and we watched a bit of analysis and we all caught the penalties in the Scotland game and the jubilation that was there. And we're looking at that and thinking our lot is not amazing at the minute here. But regardless of the result last night and the performance obviously was the thing that was maybe largely disappointing. But hope is not lost when we look at Scotland.
No, definitely not. Look, of course, we'd love to qualify for the Euros. There's no doubt in that. I'm quite happy for Scotland in a way. They've not had it for 22 years. And I know, you know, a few lads I've played with them at club level and that. So I'm kind of happy for them. But looking back on our own game, look, it was never going to be easy. You know, it was, you know, Stephen took on the game against England, who are, you know, the fourth ranked side in the world. You know, I know, look, you can talk about Harry Kane, Sterling, Rashford didn't play. Still, you know, every one of those players is playing week in, week out in the Premier League. If you go through this, you know, if you go through the team with, you know, Pope, Maguire, Keane, they're all playing week in, week out. So it was going to be tough, and it was a tough evening. It was a hard game, but look, they've just got to pick themselves up. I don't think Stephen's campaign will be judged off friendlies. It's more about, you know, the upcoming games, and then of course, you know, the World Cup qualifiers next year.
Yeah, the biggest thing that, like, listening to Matt Doherty after the game, I'm sure you heard the comments where he said it was embarrassing coming off the pitch. He talked about the heads going down after a couple of goals went in. It was pretty obvious just looking at the game that was the case. Roy Keane talked about there needing to be more fight. Not even a booking was what he said. England had tougher training games. So if you forget about the dynamics of the game almost to a degree, which would be largely irrelevant when the story is written, it's that lack of fight almost this morning that's the biggest frustration.
Yeah, look, I saw Matt. You can tell he's frustrated from the game. You could just see in, you know, his post-match interview talking about, like, kind of, it almost felt like they gave up second half. And it was probably one of those where they felt that they couldn't get into a rhythm. You know, the opening 20 minutes of the game, it was very good from Ireland in the sense that they got on the ball, they were knocking in a boat. But then once kind of Egan went off, I kind of felt the balance was, you know, lost. Like, it's very tough for, you know, a player to come in, you know, with Darragh Shea coming on. It is tough. But you can talk about the fight, but, you know, they're a very good team and they knocked the ball around really well. And you could almost say that English team last night that played, about seven or eight of them have something to prove because they want to put their names, you know, into the hat. So it was always going to be a tough ask, but at the same time, I did expect more in the sense of, like, never mind yellow cards, whatever, but, like, Matt touched on, you know, kind of grabbing the game by the scruff of the neck. There was, it kind of, opportunities to play against England don't come around often, and that, it's almost as if that game passed, you know, the majority of players by in the sense that, you know, it was over before you knew it. And, you know, the goals would be, I think that's the frustrating thing for Stephen. You know, the two goals are second phases off set pieces. That's stuff that can be rectified, you know, when the ball goes wide, you know, getting the line up or getting solid, getting back in. You know, they had good set up from corners or whatever. And then, of course, Cyrus giving away the penalty. Stuff like that can be avoided. But look, last night's game is not going to, you know, we won't judge Stephen on that, you know. So I wouldn't read too much into it. Now it's just about his man management, getting the players right for the game on Sunday against Wales.
Yeah, but on the back of it, is there a possibility, David, that, like, the lack of chances that we were creating last night, the fact that the heads go down, the fact that the players know that we can't score goals, the fact that there's a bit of a lack of fight there, is that the sort of thing that, obviously it's over the very early courses of his tenure, but is it the sort of thing that can set into a team psyche that suddenly they are a little bit weak mentally and a bit unsure of themselves as they look at the minute?
No, I wouldn't be throwing around weak mentally. I think that's wrong. You've got to, you know, stop and step back and look at this, you know, from the wide angle and think, we're playing England. You know, they're a good team. You know, we're in a different way of looking at the moment. We're focusing on the, like, of course, finishing the Nations League strong for rankings. And then, of course, starting the World Cup campaign. They are they're on course, you know, they want to be winning the European Championships next year. That's where their aim is. Do you know what I mean? That's where they're at. We're at a different transition. You know, you look at McGoldrick is obviously just retired. Adam Eade is only, like, he's only a young lad. He's 19. There's a lot you can look at in the sense that we are in transition. You know, I actually do feel sorry for Steve in the sense that Seamus picks up a knock the night before. James McCarthy is out. Then Aaron Connolly's out. Callum Robinson, of course, is unfortunate. I believe he's contracted COVID. I don't think any other Ireland manager has faced so much in such a short period of time in his camps that there's always seems to be like a small problem, even after the Finland game the last time. You know, when he spoke, I saw him on off the ball and he spoke well. And so the difficulties he faced with, you know, Aaron Connolly and Adam being too close to people on the flight and stuff like that. And then, of course, he comes away and there's another 3-4 players have dropped out. I believe Shane Long was contacted to, you know, come up and he has a knock. It's just, there's a lot of difficulties. But then you've got to think, we're playing England as well. Of course, there's a lot of talk in the build-up about, you know, England haven't beaten us in 35 years. But even if you look back and, you know, the one-all that we played a few years ago when Shane scored, like, England still dominated the ball. You know, they're going to do that against, you know, the majority of countries, never mind Ireland. Of course, you wanted to see a little bit more in the performance. But, like, last night's game, it was a really tough one. You know, it's not as if it was... I don't want to disrespect them, but like a kind of a George or an old man where you're thinking, come on, lads, you know, put the ball in the back of the net or get it down, knock it around for 90 minutes. It was going to always be very difficult. And you know, a lot of those lads was probably their first time playing at Wembley, playing at that big open pitch. You know, it was a tough one. And I think people have been a bit, you know, quick to criticise. Of course, yes, I personally want to see more. But, you know, you've got to look at it from the big picture.
If you're a player who played last night, David, and the player who gets picked again for a Sunday, how do you go out and disprove the things that Matt Doherty is saying? How do you prove that you do want it enough and that you're not going to come off the pitch in an embarrassed state on Sunday?
Yeah, but they're Matt's personal comments. That's how he felt after the game.
Sure.
You know, obviously, Matt has had great success with Wolves. He's, you know, having good success with Tottenham at the moment. So Matt is coming from that winning environment or that winning change room where they're going out and they're winning games. And then he comes away and he's not having the same buzz, which is he's desperate for. He'd probably rather win with Ireland more, you know, than Spurs. In the sense of, you've got a game against Wales, two teams that are on level par. Of course, look, when Bale and Ramsey play, they're probably the two exceptional players that stand out. But you should never have to pick yourself up, you know, for an Ireland game. Look, I've harped on enough times about it's the biggest honour of my career, and I've no doubt it's the biggest for all them. The big thing is, look, Stephen is a very good manager and he's tactically aware and whatever. Now he's got to pick his team up to go out and put a performance on Sunday, which is, this is the testament of the manager he is, because you need to get those fellas to forget about the game and go out and put in a performance against Wales on Sunday.
Does Stephen Kenny need to tweak anything? Maybe not with his philosophy, but maybe just in terms of his template tactically. Like you think back to Antonio Conte as Chelsea manager, and they got humbled by Arsenal. I think 3-0 was the scoreline as well, and he completely overhauled his formation. I don't think anybody's asking for that, given the difference in quality on the pitch last night. But what tweaks would you like to see from a management perspective, if any?
It's very difficult to start tweaking, especially in international camps, in the sense that, like, if you look at it now, it's Friday morning. You know, the players who have played will be recovering. The ones who played, even the ones who come on, if they play, depending on how long they've played, you know, others will have probably a light training session. And even say, you know, tomorrow's your match day minus one, you're a day off in the game. The lads who still played the chunk of the game will still probably be recovering. So it's hard to, you know, tactically change something. Like if you're going along the lines of, do we switch formations, blah, blah, blah. I think the one tweak I would love to see is a full fifth and available Ireland team with no problems. Of course, that's very difficult. I've been listening to Seamus speaking in the build-up, and then you just hear them, you know, 2 hours before kickoff, he's picked up a knock and he's ruled out. And then, of course, like the other lads I mentioned, it's just, he's always had something to face where he's chopping and changing. I hope, you know, John Egan obviously went off. It looked like the collision with Conor Howland. I think John has built up a good partnership with Duffy, albeit I know Shane's had some critics over some of his club performances, but I wouldn't question, you know, his character. I think he'll be fine. But you just kind of want to really see a stable 11 in the sense that it's the same team that Stephen can work closely with them. You know, but you look at then, if you want to take positives, I think Jason Malumbi coming on last night, albeit, yeah, the game is kind of dead and buried, but there was a creative spark and there was drive and there was energy in it. So tactically, I wouldn't be tweaking too much. I'd be just dusting them down, looking at it, you know, where, like I said, if you looked at the goals, I know Cyrus would be really disappointed to get caught with that by Saka, skipping by him. But then it's just the second phase is off set pieces. So you imagine, you know, Keith Andrews, Damien Duff will be going through this and they'll be probably scratching their heads going, like, looking back and going, yeah, we could probably have avoided these goals. But they, look, there's enough stuff to work on. And that, like I said again, and I'm going to keep repeating it, we can't be too critical because England are a very good team.
What are we? I'm not complaining about us playing football. I know very few that are, but are we a bit too determined at times to play the ball out from the back? Like, you look at times last night, England had 4 or 5 press up, and very difficult for us to make any headway with that. Like, is there a time in the game to thump it long, to abandon
the ship
and to play it out from the back?
Yeah, 100%. You almost have to earn the right to play out from the back. You know, when you start doing it, of course, you're going to invite teams onto you. Liverpool have been the best at it for the last 2-3 years. They set traps. You know, England at times will leave our centre-halves have the ball, and then it's, as you said, they press in numbers. Then it's, can you play around the press? Which is always going to be difficult. But every now and then you do need to play it long, play it up to Adam, you know, who could get hold of it and link the play, just to stretch, you know, stretch England's defence, kind of push the back. At times when we did break, that's kind of where the joy went, where, you know, there was one occasion when the ball came out to Adam, he lays it off and, you know, Darren Horgan gets in and he puts a good cross into a good area. But then it's just, then you kind of earn the right to play out because England then suddenly start to think like, oh, they're going to go long. Are we set up? Do you know, there could, look, at times, yes, there's an overemphasis on playing, but you need to, you know, find the right times to play. And when you lose in possession, I think that would be another big thing, that we did turn over possession a bit. Well, we turned it over too much, not a bit too much. We did lose possession. That would be, those things would be frustrating because I think they're avoidable. Of course, if you have a player trying something in the final third or in a key area where we're looking to, you know, put someone in for a goal scoring opportunity or get down the side for a cross, then fine, you don't mind that. It's just turning over possession in our, say, fine, or our defensive third, kind of along the halfway line. We can't afford to be giving the ball away in those key areas. But look, there's enough stuff that was good, and it was also a good test for the lads to say, like, this is where England are at. Yes, it wasn't England's full strength 11, but that's the level where we need to get at, you know, get to for international football so that we're qualifying for major tournaments.
You've been a great voice of reason this morning, David. We're all down on our luck here, but you've brought a bit of sensibility.
Well, do you know what? Yeah, but that's the thing. It's the popular thing nowadays is to be negative and it's to quick to judge players and whatever. Like, it was a tough game. There's no getting away from that. Yeah, the performance could have been better, but there, you know, like I said, Stephen's not going to be judged. The players, you know, yeah, they would have wanted to do better against England. You know, we'd harped on over 35 years of not beating us. We've had 6 draws in between. Can we get a result so that, you know, we keep that going? I think gone are the days of the rivalry between Ireland and England, in the sense, if you look at the tackles, or, you know, there was no kind of fire, or, you know, it might have been different if there was a full crowd there, but it was always going to be tough. You know, and you've got to kind of take your hat off to Stephen for taking on the game. You know, I saw Kevin Doyle talking where, could we have done a camp leading into the Wales game? But he chose to take on the England game. I know there, you have to play a certain amount of games with FIFA rankings and what have you, but, you know, fair play to them. And it was a lesson. You know, England probably were only in third gear, but it's a platform that they can build on. If people are going to be talking about, oh, well, we're not scoring, blah, 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 it's very difficult to score against England, you know. Even if he has a full strength 11 and everyone available to him, it was still going to be a tough ask. So I wouldn't be looking at that. Look, we could have a totally different conversation come Monday morning or Sunday evening after the Wales game. that's the game that we need to go and put a performance in, create chances and score goals, you know. And then, look, if we get a result against Wales and then lead into the Bulgaria game and get another result, people won't be talking about the England game. That's how, you know, football's fickle like that, because it moves on so quickly. So it's a big game come Sunday, and, you know, the lads have got to dust themselves down. Stephen's got to get them ready, organised, and, you know, go out and put on a performance. Just see the positives of creating chances, and please God, somebody's going to stick the ball in the back of the net.
David, thanks a million.
OTB AM with Gillette, proud supporters of Movember. Gentlemen, let's move.